What's going on, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered episode number 547. Jeez, 547 of these on Wednesday, February 5th. And, you know, I gotta say,
I'm a little bit tired of winning.
Tired of winning, I know. We have been busy here.
Man, and nonstop, really.
The winning has been great, and America is back, and it's... I was just talking to one of my friends the other day, and I was like, you know, I think this is the first time in my life, 31 years, at least in, like, the, 16 or 17 years I've been in politics, you probably almost 20, that America is actually winning.
Yeah.
And that it feels like we're actually having some success and not just, you know, running into roadblocks.
Yeah.
And it's all because, apparently... It took Trump to realize that we could just do things.
Yeah.
You can just do it.
You can just do things.
Yeah.
And there are great things, and, you know, his all his cabinet picks are going to get confirmed.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the two of the most controversial, well, Pete Hegseth was like the Alamo for Democrats, and they failed. And then Tulsi Gabbard was kind of iffy, but then Susan Collins said, yo, I'm back in the bitch. And now the chances of her getting confirmed went from like 50-50 to 92%.
Yeah.
RFK is going to get confirmed as HHS secretary.
Yep.
It's going to be, you know, on that front, the Dems have totally lost. They are rudderless. They're leaderless. They're divided. They don't know what to do. And meanwhile, you know, Trump has reestablished American primacy abroad, getting our house in order. Nations respecting us now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the trade war that we won in 36 hours regarding the Mexican and Canadian tariffs, tasking Elon Musk and the Doge crew to basically go through D.C. like the Golden Horde.
Yeah.
I mean, they are tearing it up. They are exposing everything. They gained access to the Small Business Administration accounts a few days ago. They're in the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid right now. Treasury payment system.
They're going to audit the IRS.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right, yeah, audit the IRS. And now, and they've completely eviscerated USAID.
Yep. We'll get to a lot more of that.
Yeah, we'll get a lot of this. But, like, we're barely a month into this presidency.
Well, barely over 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And, yeah, it's been at a breakneck speed. And I posted on X yesterday. It is so refreshing to see all of these Beltway bureaucrat scumbags
shitting bricks,
just freaking the fuck out because they know that it's finally over for them. The gravy train is done.
It's done, man.
And, you know, it's a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
And we've been working for this for a long time between us, well over combined 30 years. And it's finally here, and it is the golden age of America.
I mean, you know this. I mean, this has been like a time immemorial initiative here, but like this whole slash and burn thing that Doge is doing.
Yeah,
we've been wanting to see this forever.
Yeah,
ever, like a list of where the fuck is this money going, which is basically what Senator Kennedy said, except without the expletives. A few days.
Well,
ago.
You know,
but, like,
always,
where's all the money? Where did all this money go?
You know, I've always talked about we have to get the government spending under control, and this is how we're going to do it. I read that they're targeting to get the budget back to neutral by the end of this year, which would be essentially a $2 trillion cut across the board. So it is going to be significant, and there's going to be a lot of thrashing about by the Democrats, and we're seeing a lot of that right now.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned last night, Pam Bondi was confirmed as Attorney General of the United States.
Yes.
Only Fetterman joined Republicans in supporting her.
he's been like the biggest surprise.
Yeah.
I would actually not be upset if he won re-election. He's going to get primary.
I would love to beat him Republican.
Yeah,
but,
I know. Yeah. But, like, I can't think of one who's...
Well, and so... Pennsylvania. You know.
I know.
But Pennsylvania's getting redder, so
they
it'll
are.
Be tougher
and
for
maybe
him.
They'll find somebody. A county commissioner that come up and coming or something.
And Bondi is now... You know, all of this occurred before Bondi even came in, and she's going to bring some of the biggest changes, especially to the weaponized DOJ. She was sworn in this morning by Clarence Thomas, the great, and she immediately got to work, put out a directive that federal funding is frozen to sanctuary cities, that anyone harboring illegal aliens is committing a crime.
Phil Murphy.
I can't believe that Phil Murphy did that. Like, I mean, I could believe it because he's a fucking scumbag. But for anyone that missed the story, Phil Murphy basically during an interview was like, oh yeah, these illegal aliens should all be able to stay, and guess what? I'm hiding an illegal alien above my garage at the governor's mansion.
Exactly. Way to Anne Frank that person.
Yeah, right, yeah. And Tom Homan's like, well, he's like, I'd love to see the feds come in and take her out. And Tom Homan's like, well, it's on the list.
Yep. Drumthwacket is on the list.
Yeah, I would love to see that raid.
Oh, but then he backed off. He's like, that's not what I really meant.
What? Who meant?
Phil Murphy's office kind of backed away from it. Like, okay, well, that means you moved him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doug Collins was confirmed as VA secretary. We also had Chris Wright confirmed as energy secretary, and he's going to be great. There was HUD was approved today. I forget the guy's name.
The former NFL player, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Joe Kent. Favorite of the show was picked as the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. Can't think of a better pick for that. Anybody who's been listening for a long time remembers when we interviewed him, and his viewpoint is exactly what we need in that job, and I couldn't be happier for him, so congratulations to Joe. You know, we have obviously the RFK and Tulsi going out of committee yesterday along party line votes going to the Senate floor. Those probably will not be finished till next week from the timing that I've been reading. Russ Vaught is going to be confirmed, I believe, tomorrow. And then the Senate will leave for the weekend. There was some talk of potentially keeping the Senate here for the weekend, but the Republicans are actually getting together for a pre-planned event this weekend, so they're not going to cancel that and stay, which is fine because we're going to get these people confirmed next week and all the winning will continue in the future. But, you know, the Republicans, interestingly enough, seem to be grasping that the moment is now and that they have the not just the popular vote and the will of the people and the backing and the mandate of the people, but it's not time for this wishy-washy bullshit. We'll see how long that holds up. I can see that through the nominees will be no problem, but then once we get into the fight over the budget and reconciliation and border security and energy and drilling and taxes and all that stuff's coming in these two reconciliation packages, which are going to be really the story of the year here over the next coming months. We'll see if they hold that line and they continue to be the Republicans that they were elected to be. We'll see about that. You know, over the weekend, the Great Trade War of 2025, which lasted less than 48 hours and less than one half of a business day, President Trump executed tariffs on Mexico and Canada, and just like that, they caved. Mexico and Canada caved, and you know, we got basically exactly what I wanted. The tariffs have been delayed for now, pending an actual permanent deal being worked out.
It's on border security, cracking down on fentanyl, that type of stuff. And,
well,
and also the peso, like, collapsed. Didn't it drop like 10% or something?
Well, yeah, I mean,
in like a day.
And the U.S. dollar is showing more strength than we have in over a decade.
And also, let's not, don't believe the liberal media. More of our energy goes to Canada than Canada, you know, came
of course
to us. So don't believe, I know CNN and MSNBC was like, oh, if you do this to Canada, they're going to shut down the pipelines and shit.
Well, not to mention, they have to send the oil to us to refine it because they can't
refine it.
They don't have the refineries.
So,
and so,
talk about just getting face fucked. Like when Trudeau was like, maybe this summer you don't go to America on vacation. Mm-hmm. As if this was going to be like some like long haul like war. I'm like,
yeah.
And then 18 hours later, he caves.
Yep.
I don't know what he was thinking. He's out. What the hell is a lame duck, you know, broken wing piece of shit like that doing there? Anyway, but whatever.
No,
you know what I'm trying to say? He's out. He's gone. So, like, what the fuck is this? But anyway, you know.
Well, I think he's just trying to save some face at this point, but he got destroyed.
Maybe trying to help his party that was projected to be obliterated.
So, yeah, both countries sending troops to the border, essentially, to reinforce border security. Especially in Mexico to help stop the flow of fentanyl.
Which is all good. But remember, Storm, Trump got rolled.
Well, that's what they left.
Remember, they left that. Yeah. They got rolled.
They just can't believe that the tariff strategy works. And it worked before. Why wouldn't it work again? And so, you know, he did it to Colombia. He did it to Mexico and Canada. We're now entering a new trade war with China, which is long overdue and needed. And, you know, that'll be a story because we put 10%, I think, on them, so we'll see what happens there.
But they respect Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Because they respect power. Yeah,
and it was very clear when Blinken and the Chinese met in Alaska at the outset of the Biden administration that they were just going to bitch slap the Biden presidency.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Blinken just got absolutely thrashed. And, you know, hopefully I'll come to a deal there. Did we discuss the Panama deal?
No, so that's next.
Yeah, yeah.
So you wrote about that, right?
No, I think it was Katie.
Okay, well, but, so yeah. Basically, Marco Rubio, our new Secretary of State, went down and met with the president of Panama. And just like that, the Panama Canal is not going to be under Chinese control in the future. And
just took one meeting.
Yeah.
Just one meeting, guys.
Yep.
It's just like, what were they doing? What the...
And so, there's still a lot to be done there logistically and figuring all that out. And Trump said, if it doesn't meet our liking, that the option to take it is still on the table. And I love hearing that.
I love it.
We could still take that if we wanted to. Who's going to stop us?
Yeah.
Nobody. Yeah.
It was ours. It is ours.
No, I know. It should still be ours. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Fucking Jimmy Carter.
We'll see what happens there. But, I mean, that's a positive development. And then, of course... Marco Rubio also met with, I think, the president of El Salvador, who's going to take all of our illegals.
He said he would take Bob Menendez.
Yeah. Yep. And then he also met, I think, with the president of Guatemala, who's going to take back all the illegals. So all these things are happening, and it's moving at such a speed that the liberals just cannot keep up. They don't know what to be mad about.
No.
And we're gonna get to the USAID thing here in a minute, but before we move on from the illegal immigration, the border's secure.
Yeah,
you see, 98% drop in crossings.
Yeah,
and now we're sending all of our worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens to Guantanamo.
The first batch first
flight landed. 10 suspected Trendyaragua gang members, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Well, there was a massive roundup this week. You saw that.
Yeah.
There was 100. I think over 100 got rounded up.
Yeah, and there was an operation today in Aurora, Colorado that they're rounding up more.
Well, I was told by Jared Polis, there's nobody of that brand here. No gangs.
Yeah, yeah. And so the biggest kind of liberal freakout right now is over the gutting of USAID, and which is essentially going to be shut down and shuttered
pretty much by Friday.
And so the Trump administration and Doge and Elon Musk are exposing the rampant fraud.
Yeah.
And the liberals just cannot handle it. They cannot handle it because the gravy train, this is where a lot of the quote dark money was going, because to all these NGOs and these nonprofits that are all set up as shells, and a lot of members of Congress and their family members serve on boards and the gravy train and all this federal money, and
it basically makes the Clinton Foundation look like Sesame Street.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
Yeah, and the Democrats are freaking out, and they're even using violent rhetoric. Listen to this compilation here of these Democrats just flipping the fuck out. Roll that, Mr. Producer.
Hey, goddamn it! Shut down the Senate. We are at war. There is an economic coup happening right here in the Treasury and right there in Trump's White House. But there's a revolution happening right here on these streets.
And right now, all across America, people are knocked down, but they are getting up and they are going to fight the dictator of Donald Trump and his henchman, Elon Musk.
We will see you in the courts, in Congress, in the streets. Elon Musk is a Nazi nutball baby.
I mean, it was a circus of deranged libs, angry lesbians, and just overall strangeness.
Remember that angry lesbian Episcopalian from the National Prayer Service?
Oh,
she was getting $60 million to resettle illegals in this country.
Yeah,
no wonder why she was so mad.
Exactly.
But, all of that, and their favorite line is, Elon wasn't elected. First off, it was a well-known fact that Trump was going to bring in Elon and Doge. This was all announced before the election to come in and gut the federal government and cut wasteful spending and fraud inside of our government and to fire people. Yeah. That was well known, okay? So when Trump won his mandate, it was also a mandate for Elon Musk to do exactly this. this is what the American people wanted, this is what they voted for, and it's what they're going to get. And so the liberal media is freaking the fuck out. And now we find out today that there might be some more reasoning behind this liberal media freakout. And it's because a huge amount of money was flowing through USAID and government contracts to these liberal media groups.
Yeah.
And Politico got more than $32 million from USAID.
Yeah.
$3 million in USAID funding went to the New York Times and BBC. We also have Reuters on this list, the Associated Press. I mean, all of these circle jerk organizations are being funded by the government. They essentially were state-run proxy media.
And, you know, remember when the late Andrew Breitbart covered extensively and wrote and spoke extensively about the Democrat media complex? This is it.
Yep.
This is it. And it's as worse as we've imagined... As we imagine it. So,
and the political donations of USAID employees, 97% Democrats.
Yeah, of course. There you go.
And no surprise. And here's what Caroline Leavitt, White House press secretary, had to say about this whole debacle today.
So upon coming out here to the briefing room, I was made aware of the funding from USAID to media outlets, including Politico, who I know has a seat in this room. And I can confirm that the more than $8 million taxpayer dollars that have gone to essentially subsidizing subscriptions to Politico on the American taxpayer's dime will no longer be happening. The DOGE team is working on canceling those payments now. Again, this is a whole-of-government effort to ensure that we are going line by line when it comes to the federal government's books. And this president and his team are making decisions across the board on, do these receipts serve the interests of the American people? Is this a good use of the American taxpayers' money? If it is not, that funding will no longer be sent abroad, and American taxpayers will see significant savings because of that effort.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
This is just the tip of the iceberg, guys.
I can only imagine what other agencies with more significant budgets have hidden for us to find.
And this is why it was so important for DOGE to get access to the Treasury payment system, because that's where the money gets paid out from the U.S. government. And the liberals freaked out when that happened.
Yeah.
And they're going to continue to freak out about this because they know that this is just the tip of the iceberg. And so the cutting of the spending and finding wasteful contracts and the fraud and the abuse is only going to be exposed further. And so that's why they're really freaking out about this. And on top of that, we have the cutback in the federal workforce. We now have up to 20,000 federal workers have taken the buyout option offered, which is a very generous package to offer to pay them through September.
Yeah.
Anyone who works in the federal government should be jumping at that offer. I would have taken that shit and ran. but, you know, it's rumored that in the next week or so, there's going to be at least 50,000 initial layoffs or firings, reduction in force, whatever you want to call it, across the federal government.
And we fixed the glitch, so it'll just work itself
out. And that by the end of the year, the total number will be well north of 200,000.
Nice.
Keep in mind, there's 3 million federal employees, and so I think that that number is going to go even higher, and so that's another reason why the Dems are freaking out.
Yeah.
Because not only that, if you cut 200,000 federal jobs, at least half of those are in D.C., right? What do you think is going to happen in Northern Virginia if 100,000 federal workers move out? Virginia stays red.
It stays red, yeah.
So there's a lot of consequences downstream of this. And so it's going to be significant. And they have until tomorrow to decide to take the buyout. So that's what I'd be doing if I worked for the federal government, which I would never do, by the way.
It's going to save us, $100 billion? If we cut 5 to 10%?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's going to be more than that.
Yeah.
In the long run.
And federal workers, you can stay home and do nothing and do what you've been doing for years. So, and you're paid through September.
Yep.
Talk about golden parachute. That's ridiculous. But hey,
the CIA is offering an even bigger golden parachute.
Yeah.
Did you write about that?
I did.
Yeah.
The entire workforce has been giving a buyout option. The spooks are being spooked.
Yep.
So
they're scared.
Yeah, they're scared. They're definitely
freaking
out.
And then the FBI is trying to like wage an internal civil war against the government.
They got a crew of agents who wish to remain anonymous and don't want their names revealed regarding the compiling of agents and staff who worked on the anti-Trump cases, of which we found over 5,000 agents, or employees, I should say, were tasked with this. There's 30. So basically, what 40%
between the January 6th
and especially and the Trump. And Trump. Yeah. So basically, like 40% of the bureau was devoted towards, you know, getting Trump in jail by the Democrats. No wonder why we lost track of all the terrorists.
Yeah,
and we allowed child sex abuse rings, you know, go, you know, run unabated because they were too busy.
Well,
trying
to
manufacture the evidence to get this guy.
No wonder why New Orleans happened.
Yeah, exactly.
They had nobody to put on it. So yeah, that's continuing, and that's going to continue to be a big story. And the Democrats are going to flip out
in there and fixes.
Well, Cash, I believe, is going to be confirmed early next week. Good, from what I've heard.
So. You know, the Dems want a second meeting.
Yeah, fuck that.
For that, because apparently he lied or something in his written materials,
which is them just making
bullshit.
Shit up.
Yeah, they're just trying to drag ass. We all know that.
Yeah, just like they ran the Kavanaugh playbook against Hegseth. It's all the
same.
Didn't
work.
It's all the
same.
Didn't
work.
Fuck them. All right. So yesterday, Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel was at the White House meeting with President Trump, and it was quite the day. So they had a joint press conference, and in this joint press conference, it was essentially announced that President Trump intends to clear Gaza of all Palestinians and turn it into a essentially economic zone. And definitely military bases, too, I'm sure. Mm. And that, oh, man, did that set off the left.
Oh, my God, dude. CNN had a total meltdown. They brought in all the deep state, all the Brookings people, all the neocons, and talking about how this is going to cause World War III, all this, that, and the other, economic, you know, genocide, ethnic cleansing, all that stuff. I'm just like, all I could hear was, this sounds like a great idea.
Well, you know, I could see some issues with it, but I think generally, if we're looking towards a long-term solution for peace in the Middle East, not having those terrorists right next to Israel is a solution.
Yeah.
Now, you need to get buy-in from the Saudis, and they need to make peace with Israel, which would have happened if Trump had not had the 2020 election stolen from
him. Oh, absolutely.
But you know what? On that quick note, I'm actually, now looking back at the past, happy everything happened the way it did. I'm happy they stole the election, because if they hadn't stolen that election, none of this would have ever happened.
That's true.
Okay, the establishment would have still essentially been in control of the Uniparty. There would have been no Elon Musk, no Doge. He probably wouldn't have bought X. You would have had Mike Pence still as vice president and the heir apparent to the MAGA movement. Now instead, we have everything I just mentioned, plus J.D. Vance, who's an absolute fucking rock star. Yeah. Who's going to take over the MAGA movement and will, I think, be a two-term president post-Trump. And the old way is dead. There's no going back.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and Trump having had all of that happen, an election stolen, the indictments, you know, almost losing his life, being a centimeter away from dying, has put him in the firm land of no fucks to give.
Yeah.
And they are kicking ass and taking names here. And, you know, in the long run of America and the trajectory of history, I'm happy it happened the way it did.
I mean, MAGA is at the height of its power. He is at the height of his power. The Republicans are at the height of its power. And the Democrats decided to use those 4 years under Biden to become absolutely unspooled, totally insane, and on the wrong side of a host of issues that they're not going to fix.
Yeah.
Because they still think they're, I mean, they nominated some Ken Martin, who I don't know who the fuck that is. And then David Hogg as vice chair.
Yep.
Need I say more? So I totally agree with you that Vance has a great shot to be, to inherit this and another 2 years, two terms if he wants to run. So short-term pain for long-term gain.
Yeah. That's essentially what came down to.
Yeah.
Yesterday, also Trump signed an executive order, defunding UNRWA.
Hamas.
Yeah,
he defunded Hamas.
Yep. Trump also withdrew from the UN Human Rights Council. Today, he's signing an order banning men and women's sports.
Which I think is probably going to be in effect by the time y'all listen to this.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
And what I found particularly interesting yesterday. So Trump has also answered more questions in these 2 weeks than Biden did during his entire 4 years.
Yeah.
But he was asked about, Iran and its regime and proxies threatening to attempt to assassinate him and this and that. Take a listen.
Why say that you're unhappy to sign it if it's Iran and their proxies who have threatened to retaliate against you and your team by killing you guys for taking out Soleimani?
Well, they haven't done that, and that would be a terrible thing for them to do, not because of me. If they did that, they would be obliterated. That would be the end. I've left instructions. If they do it, they get obliterated. There won't be anything left.
I thought that was very interesting.
That was good, yeah.
And so that's, he's not messing around here. This is really something
to
watch.
It's go time, man.
Yep. And of course, Democrats are already trying to impeach Donald Trump over his dastardly, whatever the fuck they called it. I forget what, Al Green, go figure. Yeah, good luck with that. Let's see what else we got here. The military. Guess what? Since Trump won election, the U.S. Army posted its best recruiting numbers in more than a decade in December. And including the days in which Trump was inaugurated, so basically from Election Day till now, the U.S. Army has recruited in that period more successfully than any time in the last 15 years.
All right.
This is what strong military leadership and a strong president can do.
We're compiling the Gaza force.
And I don't know that it's going to involve U.S. troops.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I think so.
We'll see. Yeah. And Pete Hegseth, I told you, is going to be a rock star Secretary of Defense. I would not be surprised if he ends up as J.D. Vance's vice presidential candidate. You could take that, put that into prediction calendar. And so, it's just unbelievable what's occurring here. And
it's the revival, man. It's the renaissance.
Yeah.
Things are coming back to normal. We have competency, common sense, and it's refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do we got going on here? So, we have Brandon Gill, one of my favorite new congressmen from Texas. Give him a follow on social media. Saying that Ilhan Omar should be deported back to Somalia.
She should.
Yep, totally agree about that.
I mean, immigration fraud, she fucked her brother.
That's true.
I mean, true. Where's the lie?
Yeah, that is true.
And that's
true.
That's the Star Tribune that covered it. So.
Yeah. CNN now is even just admitting that President Trump is winning.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, Harry Enten was like, he's winning.
Yeah, yeah.
Winning. And when you take out, RFK and Gabbard, every pick has a 99% chance of getting confirmed.
Yep.
There's no defeats ahead. Matt Gaetz was a test balloon to root out.
I think that was 4D chess, but yeah.
Yeah, to root out, who on the Republican Senate side was going to be a problem for us, who the troublemakers were, who we kind of knew who they were. And also, take that 2024 victory for a spin, Here's a preview of who I'm going to pick. Might not be as crazy as Matt Gaetz, but they're going to be hardcore, and they're going to, coming in rough and ready. I would have loved Matt Gaetz as AG. I won't lie. Love Pam Bondi. Great upgrade. There's less drama, less baggage. But Gaetz would have absolutely... Everyone would have quit. Everyone was a problem, I would have quit. But they might do it now. So, still. But it's...
We'll
see.
I'm
loving it, man. Yeah, it's great.
It's been great. And just...
All good news. All good news for once.
It just dawned on me.
Remember that? Yeah. After 4 years of misery and death and... just outright just depression. Now it's winning.
Yeah.
Happiness and bliss.
Although I think the one bad story that didn't make it onto this list, which is shocking, there's been so much news.
Yeah.
I guess it was last Wednesday night or Thursday night, the plane crash.
Yeah.
That seems like a really long time ago,
that was bad.
God rest their souls.
Yeah.
It was terrible. There's a lot to be talked about. When was that?
January 29th.
Okay, so maybe we did talk about that last episode.
Did we?
I can't remember.
A lot.
But yeah, it's horrible what happened, and we need to update and modernize our air traffic control system in this country and the FAA. And the news is that Sean Duffy, our great transportation secretary, just announced today
Doge
is coming in and going to take care of
it. And members of Congress can't have a free ticket at Reagan anymore. There's too much air traffic, too much congestion.
Yeah.
I know they grounded the helicopter flights, but it's just they need to reorganize it because there's too many close calls.
It was bound to happen.
And guess what? There was a transportation secretary. There's a guy named Pete Buttigieg who did absolutely fucking shit, who knew everything. There was an inspector general report listing God knows how many hundreds of safety violations and red flags, did nothing.
Yep.
And then he has the balls to be like, well, this is what happened.
And it was his fault.
Don't Trump attacking DEI is not what we need.
All these policies was his fault.
Yeah. The FAA actively tried to recruit brain damaged people and the mentally ill to get into those air traffic control towers.
Yep. So this upcoming weekend, of course, is the Super Bowl.
It is.
Go Birds. And President Trump will become the first sitting president to attend the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
He will also be on the Fox pregame show and do an interview.
Oh, nice.
Which is something that Biden refused to do.
I don't know why.
It's presidential tradition to be interviewed before the Super Bowl. So that will be tremendous, and I'm glad that he's going upstage as that bitch whore Taylor Swift. And hopefully the birds can go out there and end Patrick Mahomes' dynasty.
Kermit?
Yeah. I'm not saying you should get injured. No. I would never say such a thing.
No, that's Bills fans who hung him.
Well, that's true.
That was bad.
That's true.
Bills fans, come on. You're better than that.
Well, I would have loved a Birds-Bills Super Bowl, but, instead we'll get revenge for the one that we had stolen.
One at a time.
Just like the 2020 election was stolen, we had that Super Bowl stolen from us. And we will be getting revenge this weekend, just as Trump is here in D.C. Hope you all enjoy the game. We will not have an episode next week because either I will be on my bender celebrating or in a deep, dark depression. So if you have any thoughts, any stories you want us to cover, email us triggered@townhall.com. We love hearing from you. Let us know who you're rooting for in the big game. And if you enjoy Triggered, of course, and want it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. Use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership. I promise you will love it. And we do not have any government sugar daddies. We are run exclusively by the direct support of our members and some advertising. And the advertising is tough. So if you can support us, we would love that. Thank you to all of you who are VIP members. I'm losing my voice. I've been on calls all day. I'm not going to go through the whole list of shit that you'll get. But I promise you, it's significant.
Good stuff.
Thank you to all. We love you, and we will be back here 2 weeks from today on February 19th with another episode of Trigger.
See you then.